As far as the injuries from the football game, Todd Davis kind of tweaked his ankle again. Nothing serious there. A.J. Derby's got a sore shoulder. Other than that, we came out pretty good as far as long-term injuries. Questions, guys?
Vance, you said during this losing streak that the coaching staff needs to coach better. Specifically in practice and specifically in games.
Yes.
What do you need to change to get better?
Well, we have to find a formula that helps us win, obviously. But, you know, when you're game planning for an opponent, you can sometimes have so many answers that it costs you somewhere else. You know, we're making too many small mistakes within the game plans. So sometimes you have to scale it back and not have so many answers, but play a cleaner brand of football. You know, and you know our guys played hard yesterday. You know, and you know, I mean, you can watch the offense, and I showed the guys about 15 plays of the offense from yesterday, and it's explosive, it's efficient, it's right on, and we've got, you know, 15 others that are not, and that's lack of detail. But 15 plays are good, 15 plays are bad, so we have to figure out how much offense, defense, and teams to go into a game with so we can play more efficient, because we've spotted teams in the last 3 weeks, 14 in KC, 14 in Philly, and yesterday, 24 points on special teams. You can't beat NFL teams spotting them 14 and 14 and 24 points. You can't do it. It's not going to happen. You know, so we have to figure out a way not to spot the teams the points and then play the football game. But if you watch the tape, it's good things happening, but it's also bad things happening that's causing us to fall behind early, and we can't overcome it. That's what's happening.
Do you have confidence in Brock Bebo as your special teams coach?
I do, and here's why. Okay, I'm in his meetings every day, and he's a detailed guy. I mean, he goes over those guys' assignments over and over again. Lots of energy. He's a very, very bright guy. He's learned under a guy who's the best in the entire league. So I watch him work every day, and the mistakes that we've had, obviously Brock's responsible, and I'm responsible, but you know, he hadn't muffed the punt, you know, and I watch him work with our returners every day, before and after and during practice. I work with the returners also, so I know what's being taught there. So I am not down on Brock. Obviously, that game yesterday was bad for us as far as the teams. We had three errors four errors that led to 24 points. But I'm fine with Brock because Brock works hard. He's a young coach. He's a bright coach, and he's going to be a great coach, in my opinion.
On the kickoff return,
yes.
Was Brandon trying to kick it short, or did he miss kick it, or what was the play there?
First of all, it was a great kick. It was the proper hang time. It was in the right corner. It wasn't out of the end zone, which we tried to do. Okay. He tried to do that, but he hit it a little higher than he wanted to. But it was still a great kick. We have to cover those kicks. You know, it was 3 yards deep. It was placed in the right corner. We have to cover those kicks, you know. And B. Max come back in the last 3 weeks. I mean, he's been 100% on field goals. He's kicked off great. So it wasn't the kick. It was more the coverage.
Andrew, what can you hang your hat on right now as a football team? Is there any one thing that you feel particularly good about or that this team can hang its hat on?
As far as scheme, as far as what? As far as players?
General pulse check.
Well, I'll say this about our team. You know, I watched the last four plays of the defense, and everybody's still playing hard. Okay, everybody's still chasing the ball, talking about Pecco and Wolf and Shane Ray. So our veteran players, Brandon Marshall. So I think we're disappointed, you know, of where we are. I am, but we're not broken, you know, by no means, because we believe we can win, and we've worked that way each week. You know, we just hadn't had the results that we want the last 4 weeks.
After reviewing the tape, what are your plans at quarterback?
It's Brock again, you know, and in my opinion, Brock played a solid game again yesterday. Offensively, we moved the ball, you know. Obviously, in the red zone, it wasn't great. We were 1-for-4, but as far as moving the ball, it was efficient. It was right. We made some explosive plays yesterday on that side of the ball, so I was very pleased with how he played.
Give a break to McKenzie on punt return. I mean, I know you showed faith, but now with five fumbles and
yeah.
20 attempts.
Right. He's got five fumbles and 28 attempts. You know, he's also top 10 in return yards also. But that being said, that goes back to my first point about our football team. We have to figure out how to minimize those huge errors and to play a cleaner brand of football. So if that means having someone going just getting the ball caught and possessing the ball after a defensive stop, if it happens, it happens.
Vince, your defense obviously got put in some bad spots with the special team stuff, but the red zone defense allowing some touchdowns in recent weeks where you generally had been stopped before. What are you seeing in terms of red zone defense?
We've got to make more plays, you know, and yesterday was strictly about matchups, the backs, the tight ends again. And, you know, we can have a plan to obviously take away one guy, but if it's one back and one tight end, you can't take both guys away. So someone has to win a one-on-one. That's what it comes down to. You know, when we're in base defense and they're in base offense, someone has to win a one-on-one. In the matchups with tight ends and back, we haven't won. That's been an issue.
It's weather meeting today, the message to the team, mm-hmm. Did you yell at them, scream at them?
I didn't yell. You know, I told the guys, you know, I'm disappointed, you know, of where we are right now because we've played good enough football outside of the huge errors to compete. You know, so until we find a way to not spot good teams 14 points, we can't win. I told them I'm disappointed because that's my job to figure out a way to play a cleaner brand of football. You know, and that comes from game plan. That comes from game management, all those things. So we have to figure out how we can get back into even game. And I've said it for the last month, but it hadn't happened.
As a head coach, how do you begin to try to correct those mistakes?
Well, keep coaching, obviously, you know. And, you know, like I said, you know, muff and a punt, that's something he hits. I mean, he's got to catch the ball. But he has to understand also if the gunner's single outside, you know, it's probably going to be a fair catch. You know, so those things we have to coach with more detail for guys. You know, as far as the other turnovers or a blocked punt, you know, we have to be more detailed with our young guys. You know, we got young guys playing teams, and they're in critical positions, you know, so they have to do a better job. And we got to coach them better.
Where is Paxton Lynch health-wise, and can we expect to see him this year?
I'm not sure. Health-wise, you know, he's still recovering from the shoulder. You know, it's going to be almost 2 weeks now coming up to this week of practice, and we'll see where he's at. But he's still recovering from his shoulder injury. You know, he's still throwing intermediate passes, not really deep passes yet. So we want to make sure he's totally healthy before he plays again. You know, and that time frame, I'm not sure when it's going to come or in.
Whether it's 12 guys on the field or 10 guys on the field, is that a coaching thing or a player thing?
I think it's both. You know, we talked about playing this team that we couldn't lose the pre-snap war. And we lost the pre-snap war, I would say, 7 or 8 times, you know. And we coached it and talked about it. But at the end of the day, guys, it falls on coaches. You know, we have to make sure it's right. You know, but the players have to be detailed enough to understand what's going on the football field. So it falls on both sides.
Coach, after watching the tape, how would you evaluate Alan Barber at right tackle? And will he be there next week?
He was very solid. He was solid in the run and pass game alike. Next week, I'm not sure. You know, we should get Stevenson back and see where we are. But I'm not sure he's going to be starting next week.
Vance, will we see the running back by committee kind of eliminated for this team? Because it seems like the hot hand approach isn't working. And earlier in the year, when you gave a back 20 carries, you were winning, and you seemed to run the ball better.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you thought maybe you'd go back to a bell cow?
Well, we've considered that, you know, and, you know, we've been in games where, you know, we could stay with one guy. You know, again, when you fall behind by three scores, you know, you want to throw the ball more. So you have guys that run routes better. You have a guy that's better in protection, so that's where you go. So until we get an even game, that's hard to answer.
Time for a few more for the coach. Is that concerned, Vance, that like last night when McKenzie fumbled, it felt like the oxygen went out of the room, that the defense is playing with this idea of, oh, here we go again. Do you mm-hmm. see that on tape, or is it now they need
no, to no, I think last night, obviously, that led to 7 points. You know, and that was the killer for us. It wasn't that he fumbled the ball. We talked about that on Saturday night, about let's play this football game, obviously with great confidence and swagger, but it's going to be adversity. Okay, every game is going to be adversity. So when adversity strikes, let's move past it and someone make a play. So we talked about that. So after the first muff, I didn't feel that. You know, guys still felt good about, you know, what we were doing. And offensively, they drove down and got 3 points. So we were still right there.
Locker rooms, a lot of guys used the word frustrated last night.
Yeah.
You know, rightfully so, losing 5 in a row. But what do you see your role as the head coach, how to, your job in terms of keeping them going, keeping the faith, you know, keeping them from throwing in the towel? Do you just leave that to the captains and the leaders?
No, absolutely not. That's my job. And that won't happen with this team. Okay, because we understand that we have a good football team, and there's plenty of season left to fix it. So that won't happen. You know, everyone's still working, everyone's still confident in what we can get accomplished.
Last one, Bruce.
Vance, when you get behind early, how does that change the dynamic of what you're doing schematically on defense? This defense got driven on a couple of times, 2 or 3 times last night at inopportune times. How does it change the way a defense is called when you get behind early in the game?
Well, when you get behind early in the games, defensively, it should not change how you call in a game. But the way they played us last night in the base personnels, and they were going from empty spread sets back to two-back sets. So when they were in their spread sets, they were looking for the soft matchups on our backers and safeties. And when they went two-back, it was more of a power running game. So they you know, they make you kind of pick your poison. You know, you can play coverage. You can play coverage in a run game, you know, really soft, or you can play, you know, man-to-man. Now the matchups are soft. So they did a good job of going back and forth with the same personnel but a different sort of scheme, you know. So when that happens, you have to play your base defense, and you have to win the one-on-one matchups in the pass game.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. All right.